I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me for my brand new podcast, Searching for Heroes. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Welcome back to another episode on the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys back on this week's episode. Last week was a little bit more of a different episode. I wouldn't really call it an episode. It was more like a snapshot into what is included inside the Guide Me Glow online members club, which launched last week, which I'm super excited about. And actually what I wanted to talk a little bit about in this intro, I have officially launched the Guide Me Glow online wellness members club. Please get inside the club. I'm so excited to have finally launched it. If you don't know what this is, it's basically an online wellness club where it is your Bible, your daily Bible for everything wellness that I speak about. So the four modalities inside the platform at the moment are meditations linked with affirmations. There's also journal prompts, my glow recipes, which are breakfast, lunch and dinner and desserts. I'll be implementing snacks in there soon, but they're just all of the healthy recipes that I make. Super wholesome, high in protein, gonna help you get to your body goals, easy to make. I don't like using like 110 ingredients in my recipes, but I still love them to be so flavorful and yum. So that is kind of the theme of my meals, and I also keep in mind that I like them to be pretty like high in protein, like no refined sugars, mostly gluten-free, mostly dairy-free. There's always substitutes too, lots of vegan options too. It caters to all really, and just helps you make, you know, making food fun again. So there's my glow recipes, and then we also have the Mind Glow pep talks, which is what I uploaded last week on the podcast, and it's basically kind of 10 to 15 minute, maybe sometimes shorter, videos of me kind of giving you a pep talk when you feel like you're triggered by a certain situation and you just need to hear something just to calm your, you know, you calm your soul down really, and calm your mind and calm your nervous system is what I'm trying to say. And there's also a community aspect in there where all of the girls who join, you can interact with each other, write on the community, make friends, you know, grow your socials, write any struggles you feel like you're experiencing that week. You know, whether it's within work or personal, like it's just such an exciting time for me to bring this platform into life. It really has been an accumulation of many years of me kind of figuring out, okay, what do I want to do with Guide Me Glow? Obviously, I've had the podcast for a while and I really want to put more attention on that too, because I realize how much of an impact it does make. I receive messages from you girls all the time and it really touches my heart, because it's something that I obviously do as a hobby and I just love doing it, and it's grown into something that has exceeded my expectations. Like, I didn't really have any expectations when I started it. So yeah, I am really grateful for that. And the platform is really an extension of that. And the Wellness Club is for us to connect on a deeper level. I'm just super excited. I hope that this Guide Me Glow can really be a part of your daily routine and your lifestyle, because that's what I want it to be. And the content that I'm gonna be uploading in there weekly, because there's gonna be new content uploaded weekly, so you're never bored and there's always fresh new content coming on, like as I evolve as well, will help you become the best version of yourself truly, you know, as well as if you enjoy listening to my podcast, the online platform is going to be such a in-depth version of that, because you'll have like the step-by-steps, you'll have PDFs on there, you'll have like the videos sectioned right, so you can kind of grow through the platform and the community on there too. So it's really, really special and really near and dear to my heart, and this is only truly the beginning. So I'm really excited to watch that grow. If you are interested and you just want to check it out, you can try it for free for 7 days, and you just need to sign up. You don't need to commit to anything. You don't even need to put your card details in. You'll only be prompted for that when the 7 days is over, and you'll get an email prompt. So if you do want to just try it out for 7 days, go ahead and sign up. I'll put the link in the show notes. But I really encourage you to kind of, yeah, become a member, obviously use it more than 7 days and really kind of see how it can impact your life when you use it on a daily basis. You know, there's the meditations that you can do every morning and every night. You can listen to the affirmations every morning. You can do your journal prompts in the morning. It's really helping you and guiding you to implement these daily habits in the easiest way possible. And that's, you know, what I hope for this platform to be, is really helping you guide through these daily habits and these routines for you to slowly become better and also have these deeper, more impactful and, yeah, meaningful mindset shifts as well. The second announcement I want to give on the back of that is I am hosting my first event ever, which I'm so excited, you guys. I have been wanting to host an event for like all year, like probably like 2 years actually. I was going to host an event before I moved from Sydney, but I just didn't have time in the end. It was just super rushed and I like didn't want to rush it. But yeah, I've been wanting to host an event for probably around a year now, and I just feel like this is the perfect timing and it just happened so organically. I'm doing it in collaboration with Self Love Lab. If you don't know who she is a sound bath healer. So she does sound healing. So in collaboration with her, we'll be doing an event together. It's going to be in London on the 4th of November at 2:30 p.m. Again, I will leave the link to this event in the show notes. I would love to meet some of you girls who are based in London. It's going to be an incredible event. Then we're going to guide you through this really amazing holistic wellness event where it will be, the first half will be me talking. The theme of this event is about your relationship with yourself and body and food. I feel like this is kind of where my journey started, so I felt like this was the perfect, you know, topic to talk about, and it just all aligned so amazingly. She reached out, she'd invited me to one of her private events before, like a really small one, and I loved it. I love sound healing, but I only really feel the effects of it when it's in a smaller group or it's one-to-one. Like, I don't really love sound healing when it's in like a big room with loads of people. I just feel like there's too many energies and I don't really feel it. Whereas if it's in a small group or one-on-one, I really feel it the most. And I went and I loved it. She has such great energy, really sweet. And then, yeah, she reached down. She was like, you know, I have an event idea, and she does events quite often, so it's good to be doing it with someone who has done it before, so we can both, so I can learn from her, and I'm sure she'll learn from me as well in other aspects. But yeah, she was like, I have an idea of an event, and you were the first person that came to mind when I thought about the topic. And originally she wanted to do something around like gut health and nutrition, and of course I'm going to implement that into my talk too, because I am a qualified holistic health coach, so I know a lot about nutrition, but the way that my work has formed and the thing that I'm most passionate about is really, you know, the relationship to self and your mindset. And I feel like that comes first before anything, you know, before I tell you how to heal your gut or before I tell you the best foods to eat. For me, mindset is really everything. I guess you guys know, if you listen to my podcast quite regularly, you know that I talk a lot about self-development, about healing yourself. And that's truly how it happened for me and my journey. So I wanted to, yeah, kind of bring that to the table more and lead the event in more of that theme. I'll be leading a meditation, and also we'll be doing a journaling session, and then we'll lead into the beautiful sound healing experience. So if you want to come to that, please do sign up and book your spot by clicking on the link in the show notes, or you can also find the link, you know, on my Instagram and all my socials. But I'm super excited to be hosting this event just before I go back to Bali too. So this is the last event, well, first and last event I'll be doing in London for a while. I definitely think this will be the start of something new. I just had that like High School Musical quote in my mind. This will be the start of something. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Yeah, I feel like this will be the start of many events. I think I might even do one in Bali, maybe start doing them and traveling around and doing them. You know, I want to go to a lot of places next year. If you are from a certain city and you want me to do an event there, just DM me or write it in the comments question box in below on this episode. I know I have a lot of LA listeners, and one of my goals is to move to LA for a few months. I mentioned this in the previous podcast episode, but I would love to do an event when I go there. Like, that would be a dream. But to start, let's not get ahead of ourselves just quite yet. The first one I'm hosting is on the 4th of November in London. It's in a studio called Interlude, and it's just a really pretty bright space. It's going to be such an amazing opportunity to connect with new girls. I had a question asking if they can come alone, and absolutely you can. It will be amazing to come alone, actually, because you're able to put yourself out of your comfort zone a bit more and connect with other girls, and yeah, obviously meet me and everyone else. So I'm super excited. So if you are based in London, or you are near London or not, and you just want to come to the event, then definitely join. Yeah, I'm super excited, and I don't know, I just feel like this is like in perfect alignment. So those are my two big announcements, guys. Big things happening with Guide Me Glow. I'm really excited. There's a lot happening in the next couple of weeks. I literally leave the country in 2.5 weeks, which, like, I'm super excited, but I'm also aware there's like a lot to do. So I'm like, kind of vibe. But I know everything will happen seamlessly and in aligned timing, so it'll all be okay. But to continue to this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the topic on stop doubting yourself and staying focused. You know how we all see, like, you know, on social media a lot, it's like, I'm in my focused era, and I love that, really, truly. And I feel like I have definitely been in my focused era, you could say, in the past few months. I've spoken about that to you guys before, but I just feel like since the end of summer, something just switched, and I just became very focused on myself and like no distractions. I don't know whether that's just because of the environment I'm in, and it hasn't really given me, I guess, much choice. But then I do give myself credit too, because I could also be, you know, doing other things that didn't involve what I'm doing now, if that makes sense. Like, it's really perspective. Like, you can be in any environment, and it's up to you to decide how you wish to spend your time. But I wanted to talk about stop doubting yourself. When you doubt yourself, when you're not being focused, that's when many distractions come into play, and that's when a lot of the time we just don't do the things that we feel called to, because we're like scared to. And the affirmation of the week is, I'm deserving of getting whatever I have my heart set on. And I love this affirmation. It just came to my head today because I just feel like if you have your heart set on something, it means that you should just go for it, okay? And I am very intuitive with the things, you know, my goals and what my heart wants. Like, I never try and like force anything. I've always had a similar theme of like what my goals are throughout just life in general, like literally since I was a little girl. And I feel like I've always been super intuitive in general. I have always been someone who, if I want something, I am gonna try my best to get it, whether, you know, it takes years or whether, you know, it's just one way or another. Like, I'll make it happen. And if I really want something, like, I will make it happen. And even though there's many road bumps that come with that as well, like, trust me, it's not like I just want it and get it. Like, there's many roadblocks that come my way. But I think it's just, and it's okay to also take a break, you know, like sometimes you just need to take a pit stop, and that's okay. But as long as you get back up and keep going, I think that's when, you know, you reach true success, is because you put in the work and you did it. But in order to do that, you need to not doubt yourself and you need to stay focused. So I want to talk about that today. I don't know how, like, with my podcast episodes, guys, like, I really don't plan much in advance at all. I just kind of think about what has come to me or what I've been thinking about that week, in the past week, and I just kind of do what feels fresh in my mind, just because it's like a conversation for me, you know. And I feel like I have to, in order to make these episodes, I have to really feel like I'm going through it or have gone through it, in order to really like connect with you guys, because that's just how I like to record my podcast episodes. But anyways, I wanted to start on the point of stop going back to the past and the old you thoughts. When you keep thinking back to the old you and those old past limiting thoughts, it's keeping you where you are at. Because in order to change, we need to change essentially our personality, essentially our mindset, right? And if we want to change, we can't keep thinking the same things, because we are where we are right now because of the thoughts and the beliefs we have and the habits that we do. Like, that is an accumulation of where we are now. Like, that is just a fact. So if you want to reach a new goal, then you're going to have to change your attitude and your mindset, and you can't let the old you drag you back down. And this, again, obviously is a journey, and I think that's where inner healing comes in and kind of creating peace with your old self. You don't want to see your old self as like someone you don't appreciate and that you don't like, because I think, you know, we should honor our old selves. It got us where we are now. Without our past self, we wouldn't be where we are now, whether you made mistakes, whether you didn't. Either way, it's still the same. But like, that's okay to honor and like your old self, but it's also okay to want to evolve and grow, because as humans, that's what we do. It's kind of falls back to the non-attachment. Like, don't attach yourself so much to the old self. I feel like as humans, we obviously like to reminisce and, you know, go back to, you know, remember the good old times, or I used to do this, I used to do that, which is fine. Like, I do that too. And it's nice to kind of, yeah, feel a bit of nostalgic sometimes. But if we live too much in the past, we're going to stay in the past or like get worse. So instead of being like, oh, I used to be so like driven, or I used to be so motivated, and I used to be so this, start talking differently. Change the way you talk about it. Like, okay, if you used to be so motivated and you feel like you're not now, change it to, from now on, I'm committed to becoming more motivated and inspired and driven. Like, kind of turn it into affirmation, or you can speak as if it is present tense and like you are that person now. So you could simply just say, I am just that kind of person. Like, I am really motivated and I am really driven. Like, those kind of affirmations. And the more you kind of affirm yourself as this type of person, the more you're going to believe it, because we love to put labels on ourselves. Like, we love to be like, oh, I'm this type of person. For example, like star signs. If you're into star signs, I feel like we're on the same vibe, but I love star signs. And I also just love the memes where, you know, it tells you, like, I'm a Leo, so it'll tell you like, oh, the Leo memes and the Leo characteristic traits, or like the Cancer memes and the Cancer characteristic traits and etc. And like all the time we're like, oh, that's so me, or like, that's so me. And I love it, not gonna lie. But it's the same thing. Like, when you always affirm yourself as a type of person, you're gonna believe it more. So why not start affirming yourself on positive things? Why not say like, I'm just like the type of person to always take care of myself. I'm just the type of person to get her ass up and work. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person who is friendly and bubbly and open, and I always make friends, and I always just like get the right opportunities for me, and I never force, and I'm always acting in flow, but you know, I still go after my goals. And you know, you start to create this new story around yourself, and you're like, the more you say it, the more you believe it. And you create this new story for yourself rather than the old self that, you know, you're not happy with. Recently, I feel like I'm in the mood to just like change things up, take big risks. I feel like I haven't scared myself recently enough. I mean, I say that I have definitely been through many crazy and taken many crazy risks this year. I just feel like I'm a person that always just likes to do that, because I never like to feel, I'm never like satisfied with just being like, don't know, doing the same thing for like a long time. Like, I'm fine with routine, and I like, you know, stability, and I feel comfort in doing like similar things every day. Like, I like that, which is kind of what I've been doing the past few months. But like, after a few months, I get a bit like, want to change something up, want to just like do something a bit different. Yeah, so I don't know, I just feel like that at the moment. And I think that is when big pivotal changes happen in your life, because when you're willing to take those risks, make the big decisions that you've been putting off, that's when you're kind of giving the sign to the universe to be like, yeah, I'm ready for change, I'm ready for a new life. And things are just gonna start coming in your way. You know, you don't even need to search for them, they'll just come to you. When you take the big risk, when you change things up, and I feel like the bigger the risk, the more crazy your life is gonna get, in like a good way, you know. And when I say risk, I don't mean like jump off a cliff type risk. I kind of mean calculated risk in a way that, you know that is gonna do good for you. And you know that it might seem scary, but you're doing it for like a deeper reason. You're doing it for a reason that's gonna fulfill you, rather than like, you know, a risk that you know that you shouldn't do. You know what I mean? And so you need to be bold and do something different if you want to see a difference, really. Because when you are bold, you are showing yourself that you're not afraid to step out of your comfort zone, and that builds your own confidence as well, which, you know, stops you from doubting yourself, because you're like, yeah, I can do this. Like, I just did that, so why can't I do this? It's kind of like a domino effect. Once you start doing one thing, you'll start doing the next thing because you'll gain more self-confidence. And this is really how it works. And so I want you to do something bold and do something different in your life, and just to change things up, okay? If you're feeling stagnant, if you're feeling a little bit like you've been living in this like gray bubble, I don't even know what these movements I'm doing at the moment is, but if you've been living in that, you need to just shake things up. You need to just like shock yourself a little bit in a good way, but just do something out of the ordinary. Like, just do something you wouldn't normally do. Like, whether you could take it slow and, you know, you normally wouldn't walk the same way you do to work, walk a different way, you know, spice things up. Or if you normally get the same thing for breakfast or lunch or dinner, whatever, like change something else, go get something different. Like, just kind of get used to change, and this will build up to then making the bigger changes because you're more flexible and you're more used to it. As humans, we are extremely malleable. Even though we don't think we are, we are. If you put us in a different climate, if you put us in a different environment, we're gonna suffer at first because we're not used to it, but we will get used to it. The same, you know, the way that like I just came back from Bali 6 months ago, and when I came back here I was freezing, like actually freezing, and the whole, you know, lifestyle change was a big shock, and I was like, I don't know if I can make it, like, as in, I don't know if I can stay in England for that long, not literally. And now I'm like, what, I'm actually kind of enjoying it. Like, I'm kind of enjoying the colder weather, and I'm kind of enjoying like the cozy autumn vibes and the winter fashion. As you can tell, like, I'm literally in this big like hoodie and sweats right now, but it's just like cozy and it's kind of cute. I mean, granted, I do know I'm moving back to Bali soon, so I know it's like not a forever thing, but do you know what I mean? Like, I don't hate it as much as I thought I would hate it. So I think it's important to allow yourself that grace and allow yourself that confidence to be like, you know what, it might be hard at first, but I know I'll adjust, and I know it will be okay. It's going to be the same when I go back to Bali too. It's going to take a few weeks to adjust. I remember the same when I first moved to Bali last year, and I was like, what have I done? Have I made the wrong decision? Because everything was so different, right? It's, you know, still a third world country, and things were just dirty, and, you know, you didn't have proper drinking water, and just a lot of little different things, you know? And I was like, what have I done? But then by the end of it, I loved living there. So it really is just adjusting and knowing that you'll do it and you'll get through it. Another thing I want to say is, like, obviously it's really easy to stay the same. Like, it's just, it's sneaky almost, you know? You can have all the intention to change, and you can have all, you know, the want to change, but if you don't take the action, nothing is going to change. And I can like speak from this, from like firsthand experience, like, I'm not kidding you. So one of my goals this month was to wake up earlier and sleep earlier, because your girl has not been doing that. I have been in the habit of just sleeping late and waking up later, obviously because I need my 8 hours still, but like, you know, I'd rather not be like a late riser because I just feel like the day goes so quickly and I'm just not able to get as much done as I want to do because like I need the daylight for a lot of things, you know. So yeah, that was one of my goals. And okay, I'm still working on it, but it's not the end of October yet, so I will check back with you guys next week. You guys can help me keep accountable. But anyways, so that is an example of a goal, right? And I have all the want and the desire to wake up earlier and to sleep earlier. Like, trust me, I just do. But as you have a body clock, the more you, you know, repeat an action, the more your body gets used to it. So then it becomes a norm. So my body is now adjusted to sleeping late and waking up, you know, the same time, really, because I do go to sleep around the same time, but it's just like late and I don't want that. So when it comes to me setting intention to waking up earlier or going to sleep earlier, I have all the desire in the world to do that, but if I'm not taking the action, it's not going to work. And I've just let my body's natural habits just continue without really trying like that hard, you know? Like obviously if I really wanted it to happen and I had to make it happen, like I would, but I mean clearly it's not like bothering me that much because I feel like I haven't put enough consequences in there, because like that's the thing. It's really easy to say you want to change but then ending up staying the same because there are no consequences to staying the same. For example, going to sleep late, waking up late, it's not really affecting my day that much because obviously I work for myself, so I can start work and end work whenever I want. So I end up working pretty late and then like obviously I'm tired, so I need sleep. So, but I still get my work done, you know? So there's no like massive consequence on me. It's just a preference because I'm like, oh, I want to be like a morning person and get more of my stuff done in the day so I can relax more in the night. But the consequence isn't really that, the level isn't that high. There's no like need, I guess, or like the big enough motivation to do that. So in order to change, we need to set consequences. So if I just brainstorm with you guys right now, if I am going to set myself a goal to sleep earlier tonight and wake up earlier tomorrow, a consequence is if I don't sleep earlier tonight, and I mean, which means I don't wake up earlier the next day, then I have to like miss my morning matcha. That would make me really sad, actually. I was going to say like miss a gym session, but like I feel like for a lot of you, you would want that. We don't want that. We want to keep our gym sessions. But like, okay, matcha, you guys know I very much dearly love my matcha. Like it honestly makes my day. It's like the best part of the day. Like my warm matcha latte and I just like sip on it and I like read my book and it's just like a warm hug. Like if you're a matcha lover, or I'm sure you'll feel the same if you're a coffee lover, you know what I mean. So to miss that mug of matcha would be a sad start of the day. So I'm gonna say to myself, if I don't go to sleep tonight by at least 11 p.m. tomorrow, I want to wake up like 7:30. I mean, I know that's not like that early, but like that's a good place to start, you know? Like recently I've been waking up at like 8:30, sometimes 9 because I go to sleep like, sometimes I'll go to sleep at like 2 a.m. and I'll be like carried away with like working, and then yeah, it's just like night owl vibes. But I want to like get back into it, and like sooner or later I want to start waking up at like 6:36 every day. But let's just like start slowly, right? So okay, so if I want to sleep at like 11 p.m. 11:30 latest, and then wake up at like 7:30, if I don't do that, I'm not going to be able to have my matcha. And say if I don't follow through with that and I miss tomorrow's matcha, like one day isn't like the biggest deal, but like if I keep doing that, that just means I'm not gonna have matches, and that would make me very sad. So that is a consequence, you know? Set yourself a consequence, whether it's your matcha, whether it's you can't go on your daily walk, like whatever it is, set some consequences so it'll make you more motivated to do your goal. Because if you don't do this, it just sneaks up to you and your old habits will just, you'll just keep repeating the same things over and over again, and next thing you know, it's like a year later and nothing has changed. Do you want that? No. In order to see your goals manifest, we need to actually take different action. So that's what I've been pretty much just talking about. And we need to show up different and be more of our glorious self rather than the old self that you are trying to move away from. So in a day, for example, and you can think about, how can I act like my glorious self today? You know, and every day we want to get closer to being that glorious self 100% of the time. At first, it might look like 10% of the time we're our glorious self and 90% of the time we're our old self. But the more we kind of, you know, embody the glorious self energy, we're going to get better at it, because anything that is repeated, we get better at. And so soon it'll be like, okay, 20% of the time, 80% of the time, 30% of the time, 70% of the time. And then sooner or later, it'll be like 80% of the time I'm like my glorious self, and only 30% of the time I'm like my old self that I want to get, you know, leaving the past. So that is just what it is. It's just repetition, consistency. It's kind of keeping yourself accountable. It's by doing the daily practices that remind yourself to be your glorious self, to remind yourself of the person you want to be, which is why get inside the Glow Club, because that will help you. And also having people around you to support you, the community. I'm really plugging, but you know what? I have to, because It's like my baby and I'm really proud of it. But anyways, so it's all about just reminding yourself and being in that energy as much as possible. And I promise you, you will get there. And the more you do this, the more confidence you will build and the more focused you will be on yourself and the more you will not doubt yourself. Because when we're confident on ourselves and we're so busy doing our own things, we really aren't focusing on, you know, outside things around us, and we're not even worried about like, can we do this? Can we not? Like, you're just doing it. The real thing is that no one really knows if they can do something or not, like, unless you've obviously like done it a lot of time and it's become a habit. So you're just gonna have to do it, and you're just gonna have to try, because if you don't try, you will never know. And also, a way to help you do this is block everyone else out, and I really mean this. Like, block everyone else out, but like on social media, the content you can see. Lately, I've just been really aware of like the type of content I'm consuming. Like, I'll go on Instagram and I'm like, yeah, I like to just like click through and like see what my friends are up to, you know, because they're my friends and I care about them. But then I'll start scrolling through and I'll just see like random people that I follow, and I'm like, wait, why am I so consumed in your life, and what are you bringing me? Because like, it's different when you follow people that inspire you and like help you grow, but when you're following people that like just don't do that, and they're just like posting a lot of like self-consumed content, I literally will unfollow now, because I don't know, I just feel like I'm not interested in that. Like, it's not inspiring me in any way, it's not like motivating me to be better. If anything, I feel like it can sometimes make you feel worse if you're not at that point yet, because, you know, there's nothing wrong with someone who is showing their life and, you know, living their best life. But if you feel like you're at a point where you're like healing and you're still on your journey, it might trigger you, and it might make you feel a little bit helpless, or because you're like, oh, what's the point, you know, like blah, blah blah, and like negative thoughts start coming back. So I think it's important during this phase of your life to be super mindful of the content that you do follow, and honestly just follow content that's going to uplift you, make you feel good, going to remind you of the person you want to be, in abundance though, not lack, you know. I don't want to be mindlessly watching people's lives, because that is truly taking time away from my own life, and you only have one life and you only have so much time. I mean, time is a concept, but like, you know, biologically we do have so much time, we age, whatever. So how do you want to be spending this year? How do you want to be spending this day? You know, do you want to be spending this day, you'll never get this day back, you know, looking at other people's lives and comparing, and or, you know, thinking about how they can do it but you can't? Or do you want to spend this day creating, connecting with people who are like-minded, taking some actions to reach your goals, like making yourself feel good? You know, I just want to invest my energy in things that are gonna really make me feel amazing. It's gonna feed my soul, gonna feed my spirit, it's gonna make me look amazing, it's gonna make me feel amazing, it's gonna help me create a future for myself, you know, create abundance, financial abundance, love, create amazing connections. I want to be able to broaden my perspective and be able to like create freedom so I can go anywhere I want, where I can travel, where I want, I can work wherever I want. Like, these are the things I want for my life. I can support other people who need it. I can do all these things in abundance, and like that is what I'm working towards, and that on like a larger scale. And I know you can do all these things already. The key to manifestation is to know that you have these things already. You know, you have freedom, you have abundance. If it's money that you want more of, and you're really focusing on an abundance of money, don't focus on the money, focus on how it's going to make you feel when you have that amount of money that you want. Do you think it's going to bring you happiness? Do you think it's going to bring you peace, freedom? Like, what is it that you want from the money? Because money itself is not gonna do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, £1 million to one person might not actually seem like a lot and not that life-changing, but to another person that might be like really fucking life-changing. So it's all about perspective as well. So you want to focus on the feeling, because if that one person just said, oh, I want like £1 million, they're used to getting like £1 million, and then there's like another person who like has never even seen £1 million in their life, obviously the feeling of getting that £1 million is going to be very different, yet it's still the same thing, is they're still receiving £1 million. So you need to really, instead of focusing on like the £1 million, you need to focus on like the feeling that you want, and then the thing will come based on like the feeling that you're trying to like manifest. And I feel like that is the best way, really, is like not focusing on the thing and becoming so fixated on the outcome, but more so about like the feeling and how you want to be like living your life and everything like that. I also want to make a point of saying no more often. Saying no is saying yes to something different. So behind every no is a yes to something else, and that is very powerful. I think we all find saying no a bit hard sometimes. I definitely find it hard to say no sometimes in different areas of life, like when it comes to work, and I don't know, friends. I feel like saying no I'm feeling pretty comfortable with, but when it comes to, I don't know, let's say like letting, if you feel like you're letting someone down, like sometimes that can be quite hard to be like no. I don't know, like, yeah, I feel like I've definitely gotten better with it, and it's something I'm like trying to improve on as well. But saying no to something that you don't want is saying yes to yourself. So this is extremely important, and how other people take it, as long as you construct it in a, you know, positive and friendly, respectful way, that's on them, you know. And I think it's important to say no to things that you feel like are going to drain your energy and aren't right for you, and focus on the things that you do want. So this is when the staying focused comes into play, because when you're so focused on a certain goal, you know the things that you don't want. Anything else that isn't going to help you get closer to this focused goal doesn't need to happen right now. Maybe it can happen later on, but not right now. And maybe that's another way to like help you say no more. Don't see no as so permanent. And I think we can see things as very black and white as humans. We can be like, oh my God, they said no, that means no forever. That's not true. Like, things change all the time. And so like a no is a no right now, you know? And later down the line, it might be yes, it might be maybe, just right now, no. So just keep that in mind. It makes it less final. And also, what was meant for you will never miss you. So just keep that in mind. So it doesn't even matter if you say no or yes, there is no right answer. If something is meant for you, it will eventually come back to you. So this brings me on to the point of investing more time in yourself. Think about all the habits you do that don't provide you with any value. So like I said, scrolling on social media, overthinking about people that maybe aren't thinking about you or like is in the past. I feel like that's a kind of a time waster. Thinking about, you know, how successful someone else is but not really putting that energy on you, or comparing yourself, like in that time that you spend doing things that lower your vibration, you can put back all that energy into yourself and doing things that make you feel amazing and that will make you become a higher value person, and staying focused, okay? Because the time that we spend looking at other people's lives, being like, wow, they look so great, blah, blah, we're taking that energy and that attention away from ourselves. And like, be selfish with your time and your energy. Like, what are you choosing to consume? The fact that you just are scrolling through and watching people's content so easily, we need to stop doing that. We just need to become more, not as accessible so easily. I'm trying to put it in a way that's like, for example, you want to become a high value person, right? And you want to stop doubting yourself and you want to stay focused. And this is the goal. We want to become our best glowy self. And so if we compare it to like designer things, like high value, high quality designer things, not everyone can have these high designer things because not everyone can afford it, okay? And but on the other hand, we have like the low cost fake designer things that, you know, everyone has because it's more accessible to everyone because it's cheaper, so people can afford it. What do you want to be, you know? I mean, it's fine either way which one you want to be, but like for me, if you're listening to this podcast, you want to be the high value, irreplaceable designer brand. You know, you're exclusive. You, not everyone has access to you. It feels a privilege to like be in your presence. You know, when you walk into a designer shop and like you feel like, oh, everything's like so high quality and there's just like this energy in the room. It's very proper and it just feels expensive and luxury. That's how we want to be and that's how we want to feel. And so this comes the same when it's like your energy. Don't give your energy away so loosely. Like, you are not cheap, okay? You are expensive. and you are luxury. So you need to act with the same experience. You know, what would a luxurious person do? Would they give their time away so freely? The answer is no. So we need to be more mindful of the things that we do and where we choose to spend our energy, because we're expensive babies. We are glow girls, and yeah, our time is expensive, and it really is a privilege to be in our presence. And the same, you know, I'm not saying we're better than anyone. Like, we're all, you know, humans, we're all the same. We're all equal as one. But what I'm saying is our choice to decide how we want to show up and how we want to present ourselves, and not just present ourselves, but like truly feel about ourselves too. Because I feel like the way that we present ourselves is kind of how we truly feel about ourselves on a deeper level. Like, if you're confident and you feel amazing and you love yourself, that's just the way that you're going to present yourself. But if you're low confidence and you know don't feel great about yourself, that's also how you're going to be perceived and presented, even if you don't see it yourself. Like, it just comes across on a subconscious level. So a couple more points. Boundaries. Be mindful of what you choose to let in and what not to. And this is for everyone. I think it goes back to where you choose to set your time. To do this, we need to set firm boundaries with ourselves and other people, because we need to show other people how to treat us. When I hear about, you know, people complaining about how their friends have treated them, how their partners have treated them, it's because you've shown them that's okay to treat you that way. It's the same thing as like when you are at school and there's like the head teacher, and everyone, all the children, well, most of them have respect for the head teacher because they are, you know, the top one in charge, and we have respect for that teacher. And then you have another teacher who might not be so respected because they're a bit more lenient and they're just like not as strict, and like they just kind of let things pass. The children then learn, they're like, oh, this teacher, like, I can get away with doing what I want to do. I'm just gonna like be rude, or I'm gonna just like not listen. The teacher has actually subconsciously communicated that to them, so then they act that way. Would you act the same as you would with your best friend to the CEO of this important company that you're trying to get a job at the interview? No. Well, you probably have this like pre-consumed idea of like who this person is and blah blah blah. The fact is, we teach people how to treat us based on many things: our image, the way that we communicate, the things that we say, the things that we allow. And often is, again, very sneaky, because we're like, oh, it was only like this one time I did this, but then one time becomes another time, and like we don't even realize. We're like, oh, we'll just let it slip. But like, no, we need to be firm from the get-go, because then that sends a clear message to the person and ourselves that this is not what, you know, we're about. This is, I will not stand for this, and this is not how you will treat me. And once they learn how to do that, they will not do it again. So, and if they do, then that's just like disrespectful and they don't need to be in your life. But I'm just saying, setting boundaries for yourself and other people are extremely important in order to become a high value person. That is kind of the key to stop doubting yourself and having unshakable confidence, is that you are on the right track and the decisions and beliefs you have chosen for yourself is right for you, and you need to like follow that through. So don't let other people kind of shape you and make you think different other to your goal. You know yourself the best. So if you have a desire in the world and a goal, then like follow that, and don't let the opinion of others stop you from following through. Because I think, you know, sometimes if we're surrounded by people who aren't go-getters, if we don't have people surrounding us like that, it can be quite easy to kind of fall back into the trap of like, you know, being your old self and being like, yeah, you're right, like, why am I trying so hard, or the time will come and that kind of stuff. And that is fine if you want to stay where you are, and that is fine if that's what you want to do as well. Sometimes you're not ready for the up level yet and you need to like go through a few more things to like get to that point. Don't let other people's energy where they are at stop you from achieving your own goals, because that is just capping yourself at that level. Like, who says that person's right? They are the creator of their own reality, and they are where they are because they are, you know, the way that they are. Does that mean you have to be that way? No. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to leave you with a challenge of the day. And today's challenge of the, or the challenge of the week, because it's not just a day, but the challenge of the week is, instead of going through the motions and acting in the same victim mentality, take ownership and responsibility of who you are and what you want to do with your life. So ignore the noise and stop letting other people influence your actions and stay focused on your goal. This is what I've written, because I wanted to make that very clear. Basically, the challenge of the week I want you to do. Say no to one thing every day that does not serve you from being your Chloe-er self. So, for example, whether it's saying no to your excuses to like not go to the gym or do your work, because we all have excuses and we all sometimes don't want to do it, but this is where the boundaries come in. This is where your non-negotiables come in. You're like, I am not the type of person to just skip out on a gym workout because I don't feel like it, okay? And there's a difference between listening to your body and your cycle syncing and all that as females, I know. But like, we know when we're just being lazy, okay? So that can be a no. You can say no to your negative self-talk because you don't deserve that and you deserve to be treated better, because remember, how we treat ourselves, other people will treat us the same. So if you're saying negative things about yourself and you're allowing these words to like hit you, then sooner or later, we're gonna then end up with a partner who's also gonna feel like that's okay to say to ourselves. No, no, we do not stand for that. Okay, another one is whether it's saying no to spending time or talking to someone who drains your energy, and make the choice with peace in mind. So think about, what am I saying no to and why am I saying no to it? Is it going to bring me more peace? Is it going to bring me more tranquility? Is it going to bring me more positivity and joy? And if that is so, I'm going to say no. So that is that, guys. I'm in a really peppy mood, as you can tell. I feel like the more I'm getting back into my podcast recordings, because I'm trying to do them weekly and stay consistent with you guys, and yeah, be able to connect with you guys, I feel like more of my true personality is coming out. Not like it wasn't before, but obviously I've changed throughout the past, what, year? I've like made this tea, and I don't know why like the tea bag is like dripping on my table. Very strange. Anyways, besides the point, I've been making this podcast for almost 2 years now. It'll be 2 years in, I think, Feb or March. I'll have to go back to my episodes, which is crazy to me because I feel like it's just gone so quick. I, you know, wasn't so consistent in the past year, but now that I'm picking back on it again, like, I really want to make it a goal to stay consistent with my potties, even upload more than one episode a week. What would you guys think about that? But I think if I was to do that, it would be different episodes, in terms of I would still have my weekly solo episodes, but maybe the other episode in the week would be like an interview, or I don't mean like to do interviews, I like to call them conversations, but like a conversation with someone else, or, you know, whether it would be like some content that is included in my online members club, like last week, the Mind Glow pep talk, or like a meditation or affirmation. What do you think about that, guys? Let me know. But yeah, thank you for listening so much. I really appreciate your support. I hope you're all doing well. I know that, you know, what's going on in the world right now is very heavy on everyone's heart, and it's, yeah, just something that is obviously tough, but I think you're all amazing. And by keeping yourselves dedicated to bettering yourself and staying focused and, yeah, kind of up-leveling yourself in all these ways is only going to help us all heal as a collective. Because when you heal yourself, it's contributing to the universe, it's contributing to the world. When you heal yourself, you're making an impact to everyone else healing. It's like a ripple effect. You know, I think sometimes we can see, you know, us as one individual as not making much of a difference, because they're like, oh, we're just one person, like, how am I making a difference? But you are, because when you choose to heal yourself, the impact you have on others is noticed. You know, whether it's your mum, whether it's your friend, like, the way that you show up is going to be different, which then helps them become a better person. And then that helps the next person. Do you see how it's like this ripple effect? So I just wanted to let you know, I'm really, really proud of you. And I feel so grateful to have this platform to talk to you guys on and connect. And yeah, I am excited to continue this journey with you guys. I love you all so much, and I'll speak to you next week. Mwah. Bye.